Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
New Mercedes AMG SL. The storm is reborn.
Now, this is Rob Pizzola with Western Capital International, and we're recording, speaking to one of my great friends, Derek Brown. And Derek has a story that's very unique, and a lot of people would say that it's almost unbelievable. When you talk to Derek, he talks about some of the things that have gone on as he grew up in Los Angeles and as he had to choose between the gang life and you know, what he does and how he was able to get through that. So first of all, Derek, I want to welcome you to our podcast today. This is Rob Pizzola, and I am the CEO and President of Western Capital International and Western Capital Bank. And it's a pleasure to have you. It's a pleasure to have you here, Derek.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you tell us about you? Tell us about what's going on, because I've heard so many different things. Let's hear it from you.
Well, whatever you probably heard, which is true.
Okay.
As long as it's not negative.
Yeah. Okay.
But even the negative might be true. But I grew up in Los Angeles, and shout out to my mother and my father. I did have both of them.
Ah, excellent, excellent.
You know, I don't have no excuses. You know, some of my contemporaries will say, oh, well, I didn't have my father, or I didn't have no uncles, but I did. My mother and my father was married 32 years. And my father died in 2009.
What year was that?
2009.
2009. Now, how old are you now? How old are you now, Derek?
I'll be 45.
45. Okay, so that was a tough. That must have been tough on you, buddy.
Oh, that was tough. That was like one of the toughest losses. But my grandmother and my grandfather, which are no longer here, they were married 65.
Yes. Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, we sit and we wonder all the time about these marriages that are lasting, you know, 3, 4, and 5 years. And yet our grandparents, they were able to stay together for 60 years, 50 years. Man, what do you think's happening? Is it just the greener grass syndrome?
I think it's the change of the modern time. And now it's just like, you know, we don't respect loyalty, love, and honesty. We don't respect that. We want to be told beautiful shit like makeup. You put makeup on your face, but it's not the real.
Yeah, and that brings me to the point of what you said. I mean, you were involved in a very, very, I'll just say difficult childhood where you were having to be in the gang life, and I guess it was the Crips and the Bloods, and so you're on one side or not the other, and so you're having to play all these things that really don't bring money to the table or feed right. your family, but in order to survive, I'm assuming, Derek, that obviously because you're here, you're a survivor, right? So, you had to make a choice and had to do it, and that's the way you did it. But what I'm curious about is, when you were in it, did you ever think it would end?
When I was in it, I just thought I was going to die.
Okay. Let's talk about that, because a lot of my listeners would love to hear your story.
Well, when you entertain that lifestyle and you sell out to it, you need to prepare to die. It's not even just going to jail. That may happen.
Okay.
But you need to prepare to die. And I was ready to die.
But you had parents
yes.
that were both living, taking care of you. Mm-hmm. So most people would say that people that are in the gang life are there because of events in their life where they don't have parents, they don't have guidance. What do you think took you down that road, my friend?
Number one, my father was associated with street life.
Ah, okay.
But he never really demonstrated that in the house, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, when he left the house and shit happened, and we found out my father did. Okay. But, I understood street life from homeland. In the house, you don't bring that home. Don't bring that home. Because you don't want nobody to be targeted within your household.
So basically, leave all the drama outside, but when you come home, it's strictly the family, right?
Yes.
So how long did that last in your life? How long would you say in your life that kind of was part of your daily routine, if you would?
I would actually say forever.
Okay.
Because there was not one time that I couldn't call my father, and my father wouldn't come through. He would always come through.
Right.
And that's the difference between me and most of my contemporaries, because they didn't have that father figure. And when my father went to cater to them, I used to get mad. I get pissed off. What are you doing? This is my time.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I understood what he was doing.
Well, there's a question that's been on my mind the past couple of days since I've been thinking about doing this interview, and I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to do this, because we have a lot of kids out there that are really just kind of running wild without guidance, right? And so my goal, I think, would be to, number one, say, what do you think we can do to maybe stop all the drama that's going on, all the things that are happening that maybe, should not be happening? And the second thing is I want to know what you would tell yourself. What would you tell a younger you?
Oh, my goodness.
What would you tell a younger you now at your age to maybe change some things and get you back on track? Or if you weren't off track, to get you on a out of the gang life. That's all I'm going to say, right? Out of the gang life.
Wait, you know what's so funny?
Go ahead.
I made a room earlier today.
Okay.
What would you tell your younger self?
Okay.
Alphabet.
Okay.
And I know what I would tell my younger self.
And what was that? Tell me what that would be. And by the way, that's incredible that you would make a room about that, and then all of a sudden.
I definitely have a room.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if you check, you'll see it. But what I want to save it for the room, but I say it here. What I would tell my younger self would be read more, study more, don't believe, and don't trust.
Don't trust who, Derek?
Don't trust anybody that tells you anything that goes past who you are and your moral compass.
So in other words, have a set of standards, and once you establish those standards that this is the way I'm going to be, then don't deviate from that. Now, you know, being at our age, being in this age group, it's easy to say that, right? But when you're a young man and you're just barely trying to get by and all your neighbors and friends, how do you do that, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you know, you make yourself you got to expose yourself to these youngsters. And one thing where I come from, they don't want to talk to the youngsters because they're scared of them.
Hold on, I got to stop you there. They don't want to talk to youngsters because they're scared of the youngsters?
Yes.
You mean the old school guys, guys like yourself?
No, not the guys like myself. But the people that are really the elders.
I got you.
And the epicenter of the community, they don't want to talk to them.
Now, isn't that interesting? The people that have the most to show people, right? The most
don't want to talk to them.
Don't want to discuss their history and what brought them out of the mess that maybe these kids are heading into head first. And maybe they don't even know it, right?
You know what? You're saying some things, and I'm like, man, I'm just over here shaking my head because it's correct. And it's so easy to be understood, but we're not... You know, as my elders, get off your ass.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm talking to my elders.
Uh-huh.
Get off your ass.
Yes.
And talk to these goddamn you.
Because let me say this, because if they're not talked to, and if we don't take the time to manage the problem, and I'm not saying all youth are a problem, but if we don't take the time to deal with the crisis that these young men and young women are facing right now, it's going to be a really sad, sad, sad time in their future, because I don't know whether they're going to have a future, Derek.
See, but the thing, when these people, and I'm talking about the elders, when they don't talk to these youngsters,
uh-huh,
don't be surprised when you're throwing them crit. Don't be surprised that he's banking blood and somebody gets killed. Maybe him, or he killed somebody. Don't be surprised, because nobody wanted to talk to him.
You know, that almost sounds selfish. I hate to say it like that, but it sounds, you know, if you have that information, not you as an individual, but if the community has a group of people who have been through those type of events and they can help these kids, right? I mean, look what I asked you. I said, what do you want to do? You said, read. I'm a reader. Man, what if you just told these kids to go out and learn to read and learn to write and talk about poetry and writing songs? You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that just be something to take him down that street? Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, go ahead, my sister.
How are y'all?
That's my sister right there, Robert. she wanted to say something.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Robert. Hey,
Derek. Yeah. Hi, Shell. This is Rob Paizzolo. We're live right now on a live broadcast, and we're just talking, Shell, about some of the things that my good friend Derek has talked about and has gone through, and you know what we're trying to figure out is what are we going to do? And I say we, I mean we as a society. What are we going to do in order to create change? Because it's one thing to say, yeah, this is what happened to me, right? But what are we going to do to stop this generational curse that keeps going on and on and on and on? And I'm not saying generational curse as a bad thing. I'm saying that the people that have been through it, that know that you shouldn't do it, should probably be stepping up and saying something. Shell, what do you think?
I think that's a little bit more difficult this generation. The kids today are a little different. They were told a lot more, a lot earlier than we were. you know, me and Derek are in the same age range, and I have children that are in this generation's age range.
Uh-huh.
Very different. They're exposed to a lot more, and it's harder to talk to them. They, you know, in a way, they think they know more than us.
Well, they think they do. They think they do, but you know, as I'm talking to Derek, he's talking about how you and your family, you had mom and dad at home, and your grandparents were together for a long time. You know, you guys came from a good, solid background, but still somehow ended up following into the gang, the crazy life that we live. You know. And what Derek's saying is you know, that people that have been through it don't want to talk about it. Think about it. There's all these kids out there.
It's harder to talk to the children now. It's like one ear and out the other.
And they just don't want to hear it.
They know more than you because they were exposed to so much more, and you're getting to see a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
They were following pretty much what was in the neighborhood, you know, what other people were doing, what we thought was the way.
Yeah. Go ahead, Derek. You were saying something.
Let me say this. It was a decision. Everything is decision-making.
Uh-huh.
You can win and you can lose. And it's based off of choices. And some of the choices I made was not beneficial to me. Just in 2016... I lost 16 people.
Now, hold on a second, just because I want to clear this up for my audience. In 2016, you lost 16 people. You lost 16 friends?
Yes.
Okay, well, naturally, the next question is, how'd that happen, my friend?
Murder.
Okay, well, that's pretty serious. That's really serious. And you would think that these children would be begging, almost begging, to get guidance so that they're not going to end up on the other side of that situation, right?
And the funny thing with me is you will never know who I'm talking about, these 16 people.
Were they your friends from school, or like, give me an idea, just so we can understand.
People here and there. I'll just leave it at that.
Did they know your family?
No.
Okay.
Not all of them.
Okay.
But to lose that many people and say you need to be sane the next day?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do that?
Boy, you know, that's a great question. Hey, Shell, you know, you're this is a good point because you're his sister.
No. That's not my blood sister.
Well, no, but I know, but she knows you as in okay. She's been around you for a long time, and she knows. Did you ever find yourself, Shell, going down? By the way, this is we're recording live on the Sirius XM satellite radio network right now. This is Rob Pizzola, and we are live. Today is September 4th, 2022. It's 2:27 p.m. here in Los Angeles. Shell, tell me something. Did you find yourself going down that path, or did you kind of take a veer and go to the right and say, no, that's not going to happen with me? Tell me your story.
I did get caught up in it for a stint. I realized early that it wasn't for me. After losing a really, really good friend. But I did just follow it. Not listening to my parents, as most youngsters do.
Ah, okay. So your situation was a little different than Derek's. You didn't have the familiar side, right? Is that you didn't have the family side on you? Is that true? I mean,
no, I did.
Okay.
I did. I just didn't listen.
You just
I was a rebellious teenager.
Yeah. Well, you know, I asked a question to my friend Derek here, and the question was this: what would you tell your younger self if you could look back in a mirror right now and be able to say, this is what you need to look out for. What do you think? What do you think that would be, Shell?
Don't be a follower. I would tell my younger self the things that my parents were telling me then. Listen to your parents.
Let's talk about some of those things. What do you think? You, and this can be open, Derek, Shell, whatever. What did your parents teach you that was, I don't want to say so hard to understand, because it wasn't hard. Just some of the things that they brought to your tape to the table and you just weren't really interested in, right? What are some of those things?
Not everybody's your friend.
Ah.
You could tell me that.
Yeah.
This is my friend.
Yeah.
I want to answer that question in a minute. I'm going to let this answer.
So not everybody's your friend. So in other words, be very careful because people might have ulterior motives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not everybody's your friend. Don't be a follower.
Yeah.
Those are two of the things I would definitely tell my
parents.
Got me in a lot of trouble. Absolutely.
Listening
to that advice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Brown, go ahead.
Can you ask that question one more time, Robert, because I lost train of thought.
You bet. The question that I ask is, you know, what you've explained is you've been through so much in your life. And right now you're a little older spot in your life. But I'm asking you, what would you tell your younger self? If you could just look in the mirror and say, you know what, younger me at 13, what would you say to maybe not have to go through some of the stress and hardness that we've had to go through in life? What would you say to yourself?
Even though I got a room coming up describing this.
There are no accidents, Mr. Brown.
what I would tell my younger self is, number one, to care more.
Ah, care about what?
Just humanity.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I grew up to hate certain people because they wore this and they did this with their fingers.
Well, so let me ask you a question. And again, I don't have any idea the answer to this question, but in the gang world, I guess there's a blue and there's a red and there's a blood and a crip, right? That's kind of the way it works. And if somebody else that you don't even know, you're taught to not like them because they're on the other side of the, not tracks, but they're in the other club. Is that what you're saying? And so that just shuts down half the world right there. And
we just don't care. Once you get into the gang world, you're in a different world. You don't care about anything else. Like, everything else is obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
How can you worry about the civilian when you are actively participating in war?
Absolutely.
That doesn't, you know, ring a bell in your mind. You worried about, if I walk down the street now, and you know I'm from over here, you know my name. If you know my name, if I walk down this street, I know you can kill me today. And that's a fact.
Right.
Think about how that is now. You know, that shouldn't be normal.
No, not at all. Not at all. But what I'm scared of is I'm scared that these kids think that that's normal. You know?
But you know what, though? It's the music that has a lot to do with it, the music. Is influencing these kids to be gangsters. And you got these movies that are not really pitting gangsterism in the right light. And so now they want to imitate what they see. And now here I am, about to be 45 in December, trying to tell them, man, don't be like me. Man, don't do that shit.
Well, that leads me right into my next topic, because the other day when you sent me your bio sheet, one thing I noticed, it said you're a motivational speaker, right? You're a motivational speaker. And I want you to tell me your experience and if you've ever felt like you've really gotten through to somebody, you know, because to me, it sounds like just from everything you're telling me, it sounds like you, had you not done it the way you did, you could very easily have ended up passed up as a person that's passed away, died. I mean, in that circle. Is that right?
Oh, to answer that question, as far as like you bringing up the motivational speaker part.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying, you made it. So now we got to talk about it, right?
Yes.
That's the good news. So we're past the point of, hey, I'm going to lose my life. Now as a speaker, what are we trying to accomplish? Tell me some of the things we're doing here.
Well, what I'm trying to accomplish is, number one, I want my people to understand that you are loved, you are respected, but at the same time, you are hated. And we need to understand all three aspects of what I just said. And I'm going to always protect my people now. I didn't know that sentiment when I was younger. I didn't know it. I was taught, you know, even though I grew up in a household where love, but on the street, it was different. You gotta pick and choose what you going to do. You going to pick what's in the house or you going to pick what's on the street? I pick both.
Right.
But it was, you know, I compromised shit that was in the house for the streets.
Did you go to school?
Yes, I did.
Did you find that school assisted you maybe and gave you a little bit of a responsibility?
School was just another way for me to represent my neighborhood and fuck somebody up.
Okay. So that was a vessel for you to be able to go and do your thing, right? That wasn't about learning or anything. It was simply...
Oh, no. Understand this. In the classroom, ask any of my teachers. They said, this boy, he knows it. He just doesn't apply himself.
Ah.
You know why? Because I was out here trying to do other shit.
Yeah.
But when it came to knowing shit, this is what I told you, reading, I always read. And that's how I always knew shit.
Well, let's talk about reading. What type of books do you recommend that young African American youth or people that are of age, what books would you recommend that they would listen to, they could read, maybe they could get some understanding and knowledge? What would you suggest, my friend?
Watch this. I'm going to go to my table right now.
Okay.
Number one, before I get to my table, The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams.
The Destruction of Black Civilization by what?
Chancellor Williams.
Chancellor Williams. Okay.
Okay, what is this book right here? Because we don't have time. Behold a Pale Horse.
Yes, I've read that one. Behold a Pale Horse.
Milton William Cooper.
Yep.
Okay, throw that over to the side. What is this one? From Slavery to Freedom.
Ah.
A History of Negro American, 6th edition, John Hope Franklin, Alfred A. Moth, Jr.
So know about your history, right? That's what it comes down to. Because you really can't change the future unless you know the history. The more I think about that, right? You got to know where you've been.
See, now, you know, most people want to just look at me like, oh, you just it's a California gang dude. You're crazy. I'm way more than that.
Oh, I can tell, Derek. I can tell, and I believe in you. You know, and that says a lot, because we talk to, you know, tens of thousands of people, and, you know, there's probably close to a million people listening right now, and you know, they're asking themselves, you know, we have these problems, we have these socioeconomic problems, and we have people all over the world that want to solve the problem, but what do you do? What's the first step? And so, you know, very, very seldom do they ever get the ability to hear a first-hand view of what's going on, like you're presenting it. And I think that's very valuable. I mean, it's something that can definitely help people. And, boy, it's got me thinking about all kind of stuff. Let me ask you a question, Derek. If people want to get a hold of you, tell us about what you do, how they can reach you, what services you offer, what you like to do. If anybody wants to call you and talk to you, just tell us about who you are and you know, maybe how they could reach you and on online platforms. Go ahead.
Currently, that's a great question, because I should be doing a little more to make my social media presence a little bigger than what it is. But my Facebook, I don't want, people know I'm notoriously, you know, known for saying Facebook.
So
because they want to police your language.
Okay. So your Facebook account, and that's under Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Same name.
Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Okay, great. And we'll go ahead and get your picture, and your picture will be up on the profile on this interview. So that's not a problem there. That way people can see what you look like. And Facebook, what about Twitter? You got a Twitter account?
I don't have a Twitter because I just never just view Twitter or something.
Okay. Now, I do know you have you do have some followers here on this platform. This platform we're using today is called Clubhouse. Clubhouse is a peer-to-peer platform on an audio. You have quite a few people. Tell us about your Clubhouse experience, my friend.
Clubhouse is what you make it. And the one thing I know about Clubhouse is for myself. I represent myself and the club that I represent in the house that I'm about to get. I want us to be able to talk freely. Ain't no muscles, nobody's mouth. I want you to be able to talk freely, number one, and get things off your chest. And before you go in any other room, come in this room, get it off your chest. You know, I don't want you to be misdirected by anybody when you talk to them, because that's what people do on these apps. You know, a lot of these people are not here to be friendly. They're here to be at war with you.
I'll agree with that one, my friend. I mean, that gets back to what you said earlier, or your friend, Shell, what she said. Be careful, because not everybody's out to be your friend. And that's exactly what you're talking about. I mean, some of these rooms are so toxic that everybody's trying to get to the top for some reason, and they want to. they think by putting you down that's putting them up. You know what I mean? And that's a dangerous game, my friend. What do you think about that?
The way they do my man Jimmy, and I personally been penalized because I functioned with Jimmy. I got kicked out of house.
Now, just so our listeners around the world know, Jimmy is a great friend of mine, and we work with Jimmy, and we sponsor Jimmy. Jimmy is a friend, and he has a room online called the Bunny Ranch. The Bunny Ranch, and we're going to go through some of the rooms that Derrick has also. But you're going to learn about Jimmy, and you're going to learn about some of the things. We've actually been live with him a couple times, and have had massive numbers of people. So. We will talk about Jimmy, and we'll get to that in a little bit later. What's interesting is you said you got some flack or feedback because you were hanging out with Jimmy. Explain that.
This goes back to like gang shit.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Because you're guilty by association.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yep.
And so it's like now, you know, I didn't do nothing personally wrong to them, but I was guilty by association.
Right.
All right, cool. But you know what, though? I fuck with, pardon my language.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't need to cuss. But I function with this particular person, and now I'm getting penalized because this person invited me in the house. And because you have power, you can just kick me out.
Well, tell me who, like, just because I'm curious, if somebody like Jimmy, who what I know about Jimmy is Jimmy runs everything on those rooms, so I don't really think anybody has the ability to not to kick you out, unless there's just people that just are sad about their life.
They usurped him.
I'm sorry?
They usurped him.
Okay.
You know, they took the power away from him. And then it became whoever's associated with him. You're going to.
Right.
And one of those houses was actually where I came from.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Brown, you know, you need to understand, Derrick, that there's probably, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people that wish they were in your seat right now because they would love to have this type of discussion and to be able to be heard around the world. I believe one thing, that things happen for a reason, and that the things you're saying are real. They're truthful. And you know what? I don't think everything's just going to be perfect and great all the time. But I think the things you have to say, there's a reason why we're talking right now. There's a reason why we're looking at things in Los Angeles and looking at things around the country and trying to figure out what we can do to create that change. And when people listen to this, we challenge them to join us. Let me tell you how you guys can join us, okay? First of all, guys, this is Rob Peisel, and you can simply come to Clubhouse and type in ROBERTPAISOLA and just follow me on the Clubhouse application. Now, what you guys don't know is Mr. Brown, Derek Brown, has a few rooms. He's got a few clubs. He's got one called, you guys can write these down if you want, because I'm sure he'd, if you tell him that you heard him on the podcast around the world, he'd love to have you in there. One is called the Fam Bam Club. The next one is Hustle for Knowledge with the number 4. Next one is called The Bus Stop. Next one is Game Recognized Game. Think about that, guys. Game Recognized Game. And the last one is called Respect the Shooter. And, of course, he'll have his own house. Those things are happening right now, just like we're going to have our house.
Hello.
We're going to have...
How do you see all that?
That's what I get paid for, bud. Those are the things.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we do. So guys, I want you to step up and in the comments below, no matter what platform you're on, make a comment. If it's on YouTube, just ask the questions and we're going to respond to you. Realize, you guys know my background, okay? I don't come from this is hard for me to understand, but I'm willing and I'm able to say, hey, I want to understand. And that's the thing. It's about that constant curiosity to say, I want to learn. So my friend Derek, it has been absolutely, absolutely a pleasure. We appreciate you at Western Capital International and on our Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast. We are broadcasting live from Los Angeles today, and it's taken a while to get Mr. Derek Brown as a guest. And let me just in final, is there an email address, Derek, I can go ahead and throw in there so that people can email you if they get a chance?
If you want to email me, Mr. Golden Domer. Okay. Yahoo.com.
Okay.
I want to explain Mr. Golden Dome because people will be looking at that funny.
Okay. Well, spell it first so that way we have that. Okay.
Mr. M-R.
Okay.
G-O-L-D-E-N. D-O-M-E-R-Z.
Okay.
Yahoo.com.
Yeah, so Mr. Golden Donors. Now, you said you wanted to explain that. Go ahead and take your time. Tell us about that.
I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think they played Ohio State this week, if I recall.
And we lost yesterday.
I think they played Ohio State.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm an Ohio boy, so, you know,
I should even talk to you.
All right, Derek. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again. And again, guys, we broadcast on all platforms. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on Google. We're on Disney. We're on every podcast around the world that you can think of. We have outlets, and we're broadcasting very heavily right now in the United Kingdom. All of our friends down in South America, we're very heavy in South America, in the islands in the United States. So we ask you just to follow us and enjoy us. If you want to go ahead and follow us, you can contact us. You can contact me at Robert, and it'll tell you at the end once we get done here. It's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCI Live, LIVE.com. So, as always, guys, it's been a true pleasure. Let's go out with our favorite song of the day. And you know what? We'll talk to you soon. We've been live today on Change Your Mind, Change Your Life with Mr. Derek Brown.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@WesternCapitalMedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.